Welcome to this month here at It's Time For Me, My Inner Child. So you'll read above some ways that our inner child can be coming to the surface in our daily life as adults. Our inner child is not a separate person to us, and even in the image I used of a woman looking at a child, it was to give you that idea that that little child that you're looking at is actually part of who you are, and it is part of your personality, part of your life experience, and it is very much there. That little part of you that had experiences in childhood, good and difficult experiences, has actually shaped who you are as an adult. But more importantly, that little part of you has also shaped how you respond to things in your life, how you react to things in your life, and as I mentioned above, can be actually in the driving seat. This can be fine if your inner child is playful and fun and fearless and wants to really bring you on the best path possible. But a lot of times there are aspects of our inner child that are unhealed because needs that they had or you had as a child were not really met. And they carry with you throughout your life. So in adulthood, you're starting to respond to things. So for example, when you were younger, you may not have been given enough praise. You may not have been told you were good enough. You may have been criticized a lot. Perhaps you just were undervalued even by your parents or a parent at that time. And as an adult now, you're responding to certain things. So if somebody undervalues you now, that little part of you, that small child within you who wasn't valued back all those years ago, has a reaction to that. So when that part of us is driving the show or driving in the driving seat and, you know, running the show of our life, we're responding and reacting to all these unhealed needs that were not met. And also experiences that we've had at that part of our life. Obviously, we will have had experiences in the rest of our life, and they could have been driven from the fact that this inner child had not been healed. But equally, there are also parts of our inner child that are parts of who we truly are. Before we learned what fear was and worry was and overwhelm, that joyful, playful, imaginative, creative part of you that is your truest self. And that part may not even get a look in. That part may be so far down within you that it never gets to shine bright. So this month is about healing, but it's also about thriving. It's about bringing awareness through your subconscious mind in a very gentle way to access those feelings that you have. We may think that we're going backwards a little bit, but actually you're only accessing exactly what you're feeling now. You're just understanding it a bit more. This month is going to form, yes, teachings, but a lot of very slow, calming exercises to do as well, so that it gives you the space to be able to tap into this. As always, like I did last month, I would recommend that you have a notebook for this month. There will be a journal, but the notebook is going to be the most important part here, because there are going to be a lot of written exercises for you. If anything comes up that is a little bit overwhelming or too heavy and you're trying to process it and finding it difficult, please get in touch with me. I don't want you to be doing anything that, you know, sets you back or is too much for you. There are other therapies and supports, you know, like counselling and healing, talk therapies, body therapies that can be very helpful if you find that you need that. But I do want and will be creating a gentle month with this. We're not going to get too, you know, heavy, hopefully, with it. We're going to touch off it, have a look at what's going on there, and see can we make the changes and the healing in this present moment so that it can heal our inner part of ourself and our child and allow us to move forward and, like I said, to thrive and to be feeling more healed in some parts of ourself. So I hope you enjoy this month. As always, get in touch with me if you need any extra support, and I look forward to everything we're going to uncover. Have a great month ahead.